at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden in Angola, the first ever visit there by a sitting U.S. president. He went to the country's slavery museum today and is touting U.S. funding for a railroad that will stretch across three African nations. President-elect Trump's choice for FBI chief visiting members of the Senate.
Republican senators appear open to Trump's controversial pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, who's vowed vengeance against Trump's enemies. Senator John Kennedy with this reaction.
That's why God made confirmation hearings.
After meeting with Patel, incoming Majority Leader John Thune told reporters, like all the other nominees, he'll get a process and a confirmation hearing.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. A Great Lakes snow emergency, major pileup on an interstate in Michigan. This is the State Patrol's Dwayne Robinson.
Vehicles that are coming up the rear can't always see what's going on. It's usually too late to stop.
One person still in critical condition from that accident. This is ABC News. A terrifying chase and rescue by police in Illinois, all captured in a 911 call.
A pregnant woman was on her way to pick up her boyfriend from work near Carterville, Illinois, when her brakes suddenly stopped working.
They won't even slow down.
She's unable to stop or turn off the car at points, hitting speeds topping 40 miles per hour. The Williamson County Sheriff's Office pinpoints her location, soon realizing she's in grave danger.
If you don't turn, you're going to go into a lake. We need you to turn, okay?
Deputy Tyler Coffey positions his patrol car in front of hers and brings the car to a stop, only a few hundred yards from that lake.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The driver was okay. No word on why the brakes didn't work. And it's a hunt for pies in Great Britain. Tommy Banks, a Michelin star chef, says somebody stole one of his vans right after it had been loaded with literally a ton of pies. They were supposed to go to a holiday market. Banks says he hopes the thieves at least donate some of the pies to charity. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Is he ready to play? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Lions Thursday night in Detroit, and perhaps the best offense in the league, Green Bay defensive back Jaire Alexander, has been back at practice after missing several games with a knee injury. So is he ready? Matt LaFleur.
When they tell me he's good to go, and obviously the player has a part in that, the confidence to go out there and perform when it all checks out. And I think as coaches, I mean, certainly we're not going to put somebody out there that we don't feel can go out there and get the job done.
College basketball, Wisconsin has moved up to now the 11th ranked team in the nation. Tonight they host the Michigan Wolverines. NBA, the Bucks in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Bobby Portis on what he thinks about the NBA Cup in-season tournament.
First and foremost, all the games are important, but I think it's a great thing for our league playing against a Detroit Pistons team. Probably haven't had something like this to play for. It's going to be a great game. Both teams 3-0.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s. Tonight, steady temperatures, and then tomorrow we'll stay in the low 30s through much of the day. It'll be cloudy with flurries, very windy with falling temperatures late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. It'll be windy with falling temperatures through much of the day Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Chair Ben Wickler makes a run for the DNC. Also, Susan Webb Yackey talks about finding common ground in Wisconsin.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Here in a little bit of a chilly Tuesday morning in downtown Oshkosh. 26 in Oshkosh, 28 in Appleton, 23 in Green Bay. Coming your way live from our studios in Oshkosh, WISS, and of course, WGBW and worldwide in the Civic Media app. Got the entire gang down here, including Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director of Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Ryan, I would imagine this is like right in the wheelhouse where you guys are saying, hey, folks, if you'd like to lend a hand, please do. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're right in the midst of the holiday season, so the need is great. We've talked about it a few times, I think, on this show, and especially in this community. So the need is definitely great. We're definitely seeing some large influxes of folks coming through during the holiday season.
And to support that, we should support it because people, you have to remind sometimes people go hungry all year, not just at Christmas. You know,
exactly.
But still, people are more giving around the holidays, which I think is part of the magic of Christmas. But today is Giving Tuesday, and you go to the Civic Media app, and you know your nonprofit is on there, and I think that's great that
that's
people
fantastic.
Can give. And I don't know what people spent on Black Friday or Small Business Saturday or Cyber Monday, but I'd like them to think we'd spend close to the same on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, that would be cool, because we all need it, right? And the new community shelter I know is on there, and there's so many local nonprofits that need that $100, $200, and if we can get that from a lot of people, it goes so far. Aren't you amazed? I know you worked at the EAA before you came over there, but aren't you, not amazed, but impressed with how they can really squeeze money at those nonprofits?
Absolutely. I guess we're really good at that, aren't we?
We are. We are. And if you're not, they're going to make you good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's important. I mean, because all the work is important, regardless of what nonprofit that you're supporting, right? I mean, the work is important. There's a lot of folks that are in need. But this is the time that everybody likes to kind of reward and celebrate the fact that there's a lot of nonprofits out doing a lot of great work.
And there are. We had the Literacy Council on yesterday. Yeah. And of course, there's so many things out there. But we talked a little bit, I hosted a meeting and we were talking about the holiday spirit, and sometimes, and we even talked a little bit about depression, alcohol, and some people, this is a trigger because they're so down. And how do you get into it? You can watch a good movie, maybe, you know, Elf or something, or White Christmas, whatever. But to give something makes you get in the spirit too, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is perfect for today on Giving Tuesday, right? I mean, really being able to just get that true feeling of being able to give
it
back, like, and support your community.
Right. And that, and when people give, and you know, Johnny gives to the new community shelter, that it's like, do you need that? Yeah. And it goes, nothing gets wasted. And even if somebody we're more of an adult, you know, 118 adults, and then we do a community meal. But if people are just so kind and they drop off little kids' clothes, you know, we'll bring that to another shelter that's more focused, you know, House of Hope or Freedom House. So I just think it's a good day to give and to call and maybe offer a little time too. You know, I say the time, treasure, talent, but Do you need people, a little help there?
Always, especially during the holiday season. Again, as we're ramping up, I'll tell you one story. I mean, just last week with the Thanksgiving holiday, we were open 3 days, Monday through Wednesday. 700 families came through our pantry in 3 days.
Yeah. That's kind of sad, incredible. But I mean, you got to feel good going home, like, oh my God, we did that. But boy, you got to wonder, because people...
Can we do it again tomorrow?
That's right.
Type of thing.
Exactly.
And they need shelter and they need food. And then they can start making some decisions. But boy, if you don't have those two basic needs, it's a world of hurt out there.
Exactly. And that's why we always like to say with our pantry, you know, come on in. We're going to be able to help at least offset your grocery bill a little bit. Use those funds for other things, you know, so that way we can at least take care of some of those food needs.
Yeah. What's your wish list?
What's our wish list?
Today, Giving Tuesday. Right now, what would you love to see walk through your doors?
Yeah, today would be great. So if you go to oacptoday.org, we've got actually a listing of a lot of the food staple items that are there. Yeah. So just a lot of the general things, right? A lot of boxed meals, a lot of the canned soups. Right. Obviously, holiday season, one of the things we're focusing on right now is our holiday baking drive, just because there are a lot of families that bake during the holidays.
Right.
And so our families like to do the same. So all of those baking essentials, the flours, the sugars, the, you know, anything like that, we'll take all kinds of those things.
And how cool is that to bake with their kids or their grandkids, you know, depending on who's there?
Yeah.
That's just a family thing. Like, you know, the big thing now, I shouldn't say now, for the last number of years is you invite people over for dinner, but now you invite people over to help cook the dinner.
Yeah.
And they get into it.
Exactly.
People enjoy that. It's great to be in the kitchen. Everybody hangs out there anyway, but... That's nice that you're offering that, and that's a focus for you, because that checks two boxes. One is the nutrition, but secondly, the camaraderie of a family.
Definitely, and that's part of the makeup of our pantry. I mean, being able to just come in and have a sense of community and being able to talk to other folks while you shop, just like you would any other grocery store. I mean, that's the basis of our model.
And there's some pantries, and you know, they're all good, but some have more rules.
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of... relaxed a lot of that, didn't you, since you got there?
Yeah, we relaxed quite a bit, actually. Even starting in October, we completely let go of our service area. So technically right now, we're open to the entire state of Wisconsin. So if there's anybody in the entire state that wants to come utilize our pantry, technically they could. Now, does that mean folks from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and other places are coming? Probably not, right? But significantly what that means is folks from Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, maybe Green Bay, maybe Fond du Lac could potentially come and utilize our services.
And once we get through the season doing what we should do, and we track that, I think it's incumbent upon us to, maybe if you get a lot of people coming from Manitowoc, to maybe call there and say, look, you will help you with a food pantry, because I think, you know, gas is expensive, but I think the local community has a responsibility to take care of those in need, you know, and be it a county, but you know, we have 72 counties. That's a lot of counties, and I'm not sure they all have the same services as you do here in Oshkosh.
Exactly. And this community's great, too. I mean, this community will give back.
We can see that. Just the time we've been dealing with this community.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely wrap our arms around each other, and we certainly support each other, all the way from nonprofits helping other nonprofits to, you know, the businesses in this community. I mean, we were just talking before coming on air about places like Oshkorp and Amcor and those places that, you know, are really just embracing this community. And you know, even on Giving Tuesday, it's always fun to see what can come in checks and all that kind of fun stuff.
And we want to be grateful, but just a reminder, this, you know, we talk about individuals, but these small businesses and corporations, we need them. I mean, if you look at, you know, now they're coming back, Detroit, but there's a book, I've mentioned that before, it's called The Autopsy of Detroit. Like, what happened? Yeah. What? How can you lose 50% of your population? I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Think about if you guys lost half your population. So, you know, they lose, and... But if you look at it, the corporations stopped giving, you know, and that hurt the parks and then some other things. I'm just saying it was the only thing, but that was really, if you look back at what triggered this, everybody has all these other reasons for it, but we just need everybody to give, and the businesses and as
absolutely.
Well as the individuals.
And so our small businesses help us a ton.
Oh, yeah, too. You guys.
They're my favorite, because anytime you call a small business, they're instantly going to give you a gift card or anything, right? I mean, it's always a yes.
Yeah.
So our small businesses here are fantastic.
Yeah. And we need businesses, church groups, college, university groups, whatever, to come in and help serve our food. That's the way we do it.
Sure.
And people pick another meal. Matter of fact, tomorrow, today's Tuesday, Thursday, Tunin's coming in.
And
cooking.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good, they own apartments. They're just a community-minded person.
Developers.
So nice. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
you know, one thing, though, too, it's about the communities up here, Green Bay or Appleton, Oshkosh, whatever.
Yep.
I was just reading a thing about, like, out in Oakland, and they got this beautiful harbor. Well, what's happened is with the downturn and everything, a lot of people just abandoned their boats. Now homeless are taking over those boats and having all kinds of crime problems. Right, like two of the your daughter's on a rowing team, like the most elite rowing team, had their boat stolen from the harbor there. Yeah. All that crime is moving to that area, and they're like, we don't have the money to get rid of. They've got one person in charge of all those boats. There's not a thing he can do about it. But these smaller communities, you guys would be like, okay, we're going to get this problem taken care of, wouldn't you?
Like you said, you can get our arms around that, because that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
And then people give up. Yep. And once they give up, that's hard to reverse that.
Exactly.
So that's cool that you've kept on top of it here in Oshkosh.
I got to ask one thing about EAA. Yeah, tell me, because that is such a... My goodness, great. You have to be there in a golf cart to really appreciate it when you're lost going around. What's it like being a food and beverage director or whatever your title was at a place like that?
It was incredible, and it was huge, and it was quite the undertaking. So I came during the transition time. I was the first food and beverage manager, actually, that EAA ever hired. And so we were tasked, really, just during our venture specifically, about how we were going to kind of maybe upgrade some of the services there. And I think we really did a heck of a job, because we were able to invite a lot of the community members in, local restaurants, local businesses, to come in and participate in that program. And it was a lot. I mean, everybody says, you know, oh, what do you do the rest of the weeks of the year? Because it's just the 1 week during the summer. But I mean, it's a year-round gig. I mean, just to be able to get those food vendors up and ready. But, you know, we also did a lot of events throughout the course of the year, too. Mm-hmm. So,
right, when Jim and I would drive out of there and, you know, whatever, we'd walk around for a while and do it. And it was just a parade, constant, non-ending parade of people walking down that road. Remember that, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
And you're judged. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know how many people come to the EAA, more than coming to our NFL draft, but you're judged by that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right or wrong, some people go to one event and they judge the whole city. It's like, well, you know, we're better or we're, you know, but if you can do it right, it's like,
I feel like I'm judged often, so I'm used to, you know.
people lean into the food and beverage, I'll tell you that.
Jim only had one complaint when we were there about you guys.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know if you were in charge of the food and beverage.
Probably not. It wasn't me.
Mad that you couldn't get a beer before 1 o'clock.
Oh, that was right. First of all, a couple things.
Wait a minute. Was it just Jim?
It was Jim. I'm like, relax, Jim.
Ryan, for the record, Ryan, I don't drink. So tells you he's. And then not only did the lady not say, look, this is an open was, it was 9 a.m. She says, we don't open till noon or something, or I can't serve you beer.
You're asking for a beer at 9 a.m?
No, it was 10:30.
Our show was over at 9.
And we walked around a bunch. We looked at the warbirds.
The guy who has 600 steps for the weekend walked around a bunch.
136.
We walked down to the tent, and I just want to finish the story because he's leaving. He tried to bribe her. He did. Because,
he got that from you, Jim.
That's true. He could have got that from me, but he did. I felt sorry for him. Like, John, come on, let the kid alone. Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, talk to him. I'm fine. I thought it was great. I had coffee. But that whole event, I don't think people sometimes can appreciate how important it is to get a cold beer and a hot sandwich. And, when you get that kind of attendance there, that's not easy. And you look at like Lambeau Field. Remember, they struggled a lot.
Absolutely. But it was like, another thing I'd recommend for there, not that we're going to talk about EAA right now, but take one of those tram rides.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's too much to walk in some of those hot days.
Yeah. Oh, you got to.
Yeah, unless you're staying down there and camping or something.
When you can't get a beer till 1 o'clock.
Exactly, right?
What do you do? What do we do till 1?
Right, exactly. What do you do till 1 in the afternoon?
Go take a nap, Johnny.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
But isn't it funny if a guy
I didn't know it was a dry event.
But
are we done? I want to get back. I got something I want to talk to you about.
Stick
when you get
around,
back.
Okay?
Okay, all right. I'll be here.
All right. We're here with Ryan Rasmus, Executive Director, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, and it is Giving Tuesday, so this is very, very important. Pat Tracy will be joining us, David Rucker, Jody Vandermolen, and Dale Anderson for the Veterans Museum. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Mind on the Mayor, coming right live from downtown Oshkosh. We're here at WISS, one of the cool stations, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and of course, Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW, and worldwide on the Civic Media app. We're doing all things Oshkosh today. Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, is here talking about Giving Tuesday, which today is. Todd, you're making sure Civic Media is a big part of that.
Absolutely. If you go to our website, civicmedia.us right now, Giving Tuesday pops up automatically. If you click there, great nonprofit organizations around the state that you can donate to, and one of the ones that we've chosen for our stations, not only the new community shelter in Green Bay, that's one of them, but also the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, plus the Alzheimer's Association is there, all sorts of stuff. So civicmedia.us, click on Giving Tuesday.
I just love that about Civic Media, because that's what it takes. It's the awareness, and some people, they don't know, and they're listening, and it's like, hey, look, I can get on there, and it's easy to do, and so and we need this. I want to ask you, though, you were at EAA, which I want to start to put a wealthier group of clientele, right? Sure. What'd you say?
Yeah, they might have a few bucks to spend.
You got your own plane. That's maybe. pretty good signal that things are all right.
Yeah.
And then you transition to a food pantry.
Yeah.
So
two different elements.
Very different elements.
Good point.
Two different clientele, two different elements, and really two different salaries. You don't have to tell me what you made I can just tell you it's.
I could make a few more bucks. That'd be
I know
fun.
You could. Okay. So anyway, here we are. And what was that? What was the impetus for that? Was it a personal thing that happened, or a friend or family?
So I have always wanted to. I've born and raised in this community. Cool. I've always been in Oshkosh. I spent a tick up in Green Bay, but came back to Oshkosh pretty quickly. And always just wanted to give back to this community. And so I've always looked for other nonprofits that I could work for, because I always wanted to be in the nonprofit sector. I always wanted to just help. And so, you know, as you mentioned, working for places like EAA, working for places like Lambeau in my history, they are nonprofits, but they are very different nonprofits.
That's such a misnomer. I don't want to digress.
The Packers being nonprofit.
I teach at TC, and we talk about, you know, socialism, capitalism, whatever, profit. But we really, when we go through the nonprofit, those students think it's like not for profit. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you guys, let me explain something about the tax system we have here in the United States and 501c3s and how they're not really monitored like they should be. And some of our friends who are nonprofits that are houses off the tax rolls, it's like, really? Your car? Anyway, there's a lot of nonprofits, and I think they serve a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
But how they're managed
but they
different
still
things.
Have a purpose of making money.
Yeah, exactly right. And that is truly that is truly it. And I'm
we
no
call
different.
It retained earnings.
Obviously, obviously, you know, the nonprofit that I'm with right now is a very different type of nonprofit, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we're in the basic needs sector, and it's a really important sector to be in because the basic needs is
can you say one thing? That's got to be kind of a good feeling though. So, I actually had this feeling with Jim the other day when I donated some stuff and then some pullovers, hoodies, and he goes, "Oh man, they were grabbed right away, people." And I had like a really good feeling that right away they are being used. I would imagine for you in doing what you do, it's the same. You're handing this to somebody and they're going to go home and they're going to eat it right away, right?
Every day. Yeah, that's exactly.
The difference in our not-for-profits or a retainer is that we don't charge.
Right.
You know, like...
Exactly.
Like, we have 118 people sleeping there tonight.
Right.
Nobody is paying.
Yeah.
I mean, we need that money. Your food.
Yep.
You probably buy some things, but the majority of it is donated.
Yeah,
you know?
Vast majority.
And that's just... there's other nonprofits... Hospitals.
Yep.
Yeah. But they charge.
Definitely. And it certainly will never be something that will be part of our
Right. Us either. We have zero intention of putting a revenue model in there.
No.
The revenue model we have is Giving Tuesday and the other 364 days.
Exactly. Just like helping the community, it's working with the community.
Right.
That's where your revenue is, right? And being able to come and talk to other community members, being able to come talk to you guys in Oshkosh Live today, right? I mean, that's awesome.
Well,
and this
you're
is a way
awesome.
For us to, well, thank you. But
we love Oshkosh. I'm not kidding you. We really do. We really like Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Just in the little bits that we've spent down here and just over the years with all the different things you guys have done, there's something about this town that I still think is really underrated, and I'm afraid it's going to be discovered by Illinois people sooner or later. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows?
So you made that transition, totally different job, and you're... I can tell by your demeanor, you're happy with it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, folks ask me all the time, you know, how I feel about it. Because sometimes nonprofits have this knack. You know, there's staff that moves around from time to time, right? I mean, every couple of years, there's usually a transition. I have no desire whatsoever to want to transition. I love it.
Great.
I just love
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's giving back to the community that I love so much. You know, as you mentioned, you know, being able to see those basic needs being met instantly. Just last week alone with 700 families, knowing that those 700 families were able to go home and have a Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
That was incredible. It's a great feeling.
Hey, tell us again, Ryan, how we can get to you. I'm going to talk about how we can donate to you. We talked a little bit about the Civic Media app and where people can donate food, and you have a wish list on your website.
Yep, on our website, oacptoday.org.
Do you have that up, Ted?
But, and then how about people who need your services? Hours or call? How does that work?
For anybody that needs us, we're an open pantry model. So you if you're a new registrant for us, you can register and shop on the same day. We're located inside the St. Vincent de Paul building in Oshkosh. Hours of operation for us right now, Mondays we're open from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. until 2:45 p.m. And so you can show up during any of our open hours. If you need help, registering for us takes literally 30 seconds. It is not hard at all. We just recommend that you bring an ID and a proof of address. You don't need to have those items. We just recommend you bring it because that's demographic information that I like to use to be able to help grant write.
And that's the reason it is demographic. It's not like, well, you got to go to this county. You will take anybody and everybody.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
Pretty cool.
We're
Todd,
you got
help.
A couple of those things on their wish list?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Holiday baking items, flowers, sugars.
I love it.
All of that kind of fun stuff.
Sprinkles.
Otherwise, usual things, you know, soups, boxed meals, canned goods, anything like that. You know, you'd think manwich would be a hard thing to get. We generally never get it. But when we do, our guests love it. So, you know, just some of those creature comforts that folks love.
I used to love manwich in college.
Right?
I really did.
Wasn't that your nickname?
Easy?
Wasn't that your nickname in college?
Yeah.
Mino Manwich? Manwich Mino or something like that?
Yes.
I thought so.
Take some of that spam over.
It's a Mino sandwich. Hey, it's great having you here, man. And we admire everybody that does the type of work you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because every day you wake up and you say, "I'm going to make somebody's life, somebody who would not be having as good of a day, I'm going to make sure it is a really good day for them." And you do that every day of the year, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And that basic needs is people need that to, you know, we all learn that in school, and it's just important that they have shelter and that they have food, and you're doing a great job with that.
Thank you.
Keep it rocking. Have a great Christmas, right. great holiday season.
Merry Christmas,
Anything
guys.
We can do
Thanks for
you,
having
just
me.
Let us know, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. When we come back, Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, will join us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, we haven't seen a lot of the traditional holiday surges in cheese. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, says that's because a lot of that holiday purchasing took place earlier in 2024. What about 2025? She says that's a question for the global marketplace.
It does seem right now that we are attractive for exports for early next year. So European cheese prices have been quite high as well. And so it does seem like we'll probably win some export business that way. At the same time, though, New Zealand, it's the peak of their season right now. Normally, they sell a lot of product to China. Chinese dairy demand has been a bit lower this year. And so while we might win market share from Europe, we could be competing with New Zealand. And, you know, early this year, we had those record exports. So hopefully we'll have strong exports next year, but those records could be tough to beat.
Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 160 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 163 and three quarters. Well, AA butter did gain a quarter of a cent, 249 and a half per pound. We'll find out what the rest of the markets look like on a Tuesday morning next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Well, a little brighter news on our grain trade, at least for right now. We've got March corn currently trading a penny stronger at 433 and a half. January soybeans are up a nickel at 990 and a quarter. The March wheat is up three at 550 and a quarter. July new crop up three and a quarter at 565. Currently, the December class three milk that goes into cheese is up six at 1857. January up 13, 1835 a hundredweight. Today is Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding anybody that's plan on giving donations, why don't you think about making it a local donation where you know exactly where the monies go? Scams are everywhere. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s. Tonight, steady temperatures, and then tomorrow we'll stay in the low 30s through much of the day. It'll be cloudy with flurries, very windy with falling temperatures late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. It'll be windy with falling temperatures through much of the day Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports.
and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 president...
Coming your way from Oshkosh 98.3 FM WISS, coming your way down here, and we're having a great time with all the folks down here, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. Getting some nice text, Todd, with people donating.
I don't have a mic.
You don't have a mic? Okay.
Caitlin's got his mic.
Caitlin,
but
why
did you take
Todd's mic? Last time you came in here, you did that.
Yes.
What's wrong with
Todd's? Todd's on silence, but Caitlin, I'll get to you in just a minute. We just want to talk
about
giving.
Do you work with him?
Yes, I do.
I mean, do you have to like sit and look at this? I mean, no disrespect, all day long.
Yeah,
I'm the pet wrangler.
If Liberace decided to dress in a Christmas spirit, that's what he would wear, right, Jim?
Can you
close?
Can
it would
find...
be close, but yeah, a little Liberace look.
Can you
there.
Paint a mental picture for the listeners today, Jim, of what your eyes are
feasting on?
Yeah. Well, okay. First of all, I wouldn't use those words.
No,
but
me either.
What are we forced to look at?
I was
going to
say eye candy, and that's farthest from the truth too.
This is amazing green polyester.
Oh, that's
serious polyester.
You're gonna brag about polyester.
It's got an extra shine to it, doesn't it?
It does.
It kind of does.
With the buttons.
It does.
Yes. And the big snowflakes and the
right.
It's very jaunty.
Festive.
But it does nothing until you pair it with the white turtleneck.
Do they still make white turtlenecks? I was
he's wearing one.
I was the turtleneck king in high school. Oh, I wear them all the time, and I look hot.
But his was a lot. Those big, thick ones, you know, he looks like a neck brace.
Oh, yeah. Like the cable knit.
Jim used to wear those to cover up his hickeys.
Oh, my gosh.
And, Pat, you've also got the festive hat on, too, so you are looking the part.
Yep.
And, Caitlin, I just wanted to mention, we have some, you know, and Johnny mentioned the Civic Media app, so people listen to us all over the United States, and I know that you are one of the talented people here in Oshkosh that is looking at possibly moving. We got a text. It's 35 in Florida.
Yeah, one of our guys, Mike, is golfing. It's 35 in Florida.
You can still time to change your mind.
Yes.
So there you go. Nice to have you guys back.
Yes.
Discover Oshkosh. There's lots to discover, but as we were talking about earlier, we've discovered a lot in the past year since we've got to know you, Pat, especially. And what an amazing place. And it was interesting to talk about the nonprofits and a kid that grew up here that talked about working at the EAA, working at different places. And just his bottom line is he wants to do something for Oshkosh. Like, I don't know that he's going to stay in nonprofit or if he likes it, but I think you want people like that
yes.
So committed like you.
And, but Jim, okay. So I'm over the hill, but think about the young people, because you talk to them every day, don't you?
Notice nobody jumped up and said, "No, Pat, you're not." Why did you say that?
Sorry, Pat.
Even Caitlin.
When everybody's like, "Okay, continue."
When you were 30 years old, were you thinking about doing something good for your hometown? No.
Other than moving away from it?
Yes. And so I just love when I hear young people like Ryan talking about their love for Oshkosh, and they are strongly motivated to give something back, because that's a gene that, you know, I didn't get that gene when I was 30 years old.
And that's what we're so impressed with a lot of those types of people around here. It's not just another job. You know, they moved here from Dubuque or someplace.
Right.
They're homegrown, and they've decided, okay, I've been around a little bit, other things. I want to do what I can do to make this place as cool as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a little bit of that gene, because I really wanted Green Bay. I wanted to be mayor. And I thought this is a great, and I wasn't real delighted with everything that was going on. And I think you need people that believe in other people, like you believing in this young kid, to say, hey, look, man, if you're committed to this community, why don't you get, taking a step up, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's you're what walking the walk.
Right. And that's what makes communities really great.
Jim, I think you got the gene, okay? You and John both have that gene.
We love our community. I mean, we've never been offered a job anywhere else, but
no. No, we'll be like those people, like, I've turned more jobs down. I'm committed to the community.
Yeah, it's like, sure.
Everybody's worked with that person, haven't they?
Yeah. Show me an offer.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't want to do that.
Caitlin, anyway. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you got a big plans coming up down in Florida, but what's it been like working here for you?
So I grew up in Oshkosh.
Yep.
I went to Oshkosh North High School.
Yep.
UW Oshkosh, yep. Graduated with a degree in interactive web management. So now working in
marketing. Did you go to the football games at all?
I did, yeah.
We did a football game there last week at Titan Stadium, the high school game.
They're fun.
I'm shocked at how big that stands. Climbing those stairs
is
wow.
And we had our high school games there too. So like that was cool to play at a college field.
So your degree is interesting. Did you take some of those classes, Johnny? Interactive web management?
Yeah.
it's a new-ish degree at UW.
I took it online. Yeah,
they call that welding when he works. Anyway, so you got your degree.
Yep.
I got to ask you what year you graduated from high school.
What year?
Yeah.
2015,
okay.
Yep. Okay. And then I started at the Oshkosh Chamber. I worked there for about a year. And then pandemic, COVID hit, got laid off. And then worked for a local tech consulting company here in Oshkosh.
Okay.
And then Amy scooped me up. And I've been there for 3 years now.
Nice. When you were at Oshkosh, were the War Boys quarterbacks there?
Nope.
They might be a little bit older than you.
Just missed them, yeah.
Yeah, just missed them.
Yep.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were real good. There was like two or three brothers that they're all really good, one after another.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing.
So, yeah, now in marketing, get to work with Pat almost weekly, daily.
Do you get to do interactive web management,
Caitlin? I do, yeah. So it's a degree of journalism, marketing. I did it through the College of Business, so had to take all the intro business classes, accounting, ugh.
You got to take all those kind of classes now if you want to get into the biz, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I still can't understand why, like, the hardest class I ever had in college was statistics.
Yeah,
same. Why does somebody going into broadcasting or journalism have to take statistics?
It makes you, Johnny, the reason anything, liberal arts, the reason they may have you study Russian literature is just to open your mind up to things. And an appreciation for...
Thank you, Jim.
I mean, yeah. What? I sure appreciated that. I appreciate that D+. Made me a better man.
But you know, when you talk about interactive web management, like if you go to the Discover Oshkosh website, you will see the personification of interactive web management.
That's awesome.
Because what Caitlin does on that website and with all of the content on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok is Caitlin is out documenting literally what's happening in Oshkosh because she's just shooting pictures all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like our diary of today's times lives on your Facebook page.
Yeah, very true.
And on your website.
Where does the word interactive have to do it? Do they... You know, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just didn't know if it was something where you...
Pat's letting her answer that one.
No.
Because he had a look in his face of, no,
John,
bad question.
It's where you click the mouse.
Know. Right.
Oh, that's the interactive part.
I don't know that one. Okay. All right. All right.
Give me the beeps.
That's twice today. But that's great that you gave your time and talent to Oshkosh. Now you're moving on. You're getting married and going to a warmer climate. You'll be back.
Yes, I'm sure.
But it's okay to go away.
Yes,
You actually sometimes appreciate your hometown a little bit more when you do go away.
Yes.
So
I know a lot of my friends, people I've met here are not leaving. So I'm like, I can come back.
Right.
Absolutely. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We both have daughters in New York. And they love it there, but they... Even sitting around having dinner, they still talk about, you know, I wish we had this, wish we had that.
Yes.
That's right in Green Bay. So, you know,
they appreciate their hometown.
Yes. Right. There's no perfect place.
You do.
But we're close.
Yeah.
You
do.
Yeah.
Now, Pat, let me ask you this as far as, like, you took us all around. Hang on a second. I got a thing.
Breaking
ask
news.
Ask about the special holiday app Discover Oshkosh has.
Oh, the Holly Jolly Holiday Pass.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I came up with that question on my own.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
They whispered it in his ear. John, ask him about it.
John, okay. you are a fearsome interviewer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry to give you the hard ones.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to bob and weave on that app question.
So it's a free downloadable pass. So it's like a digital passport on your phone.
There's interactive.
Yes. Yep. Interactive. There's 39 local businesses in Oshkosh that have signed up to participate.
Wow.
So at every business that's offering something is some kind of dealer discount. So Caramel Crisp, it's spend $25, get a free cookie. Or Fifth Ward down the street here is a free fruit nanny brew.
And that's just on your
free
phone.
Beer.
Yes.
We used to, Johnny, when we were her age, we used to have to sell those books that had the
Entertainment book.
A deal book.
No question.
The entertainment book.
Made in Michigan. But he went to an app, too. He's trying to do that. But that's really cool.
Yeah.
You have to pay $25 to get that. Yours is free?
Free to download.
Oh, nice.
So that's cool.
Well, it's a big fundraiser. It was a big fundraiser.
Yeah. So if you go to all these businesses or as many as you'd like to, you can check in, redeem points, also get those discounts and get points for redeeming the discounts.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And then you can win prizes.
Nice.
It just, you know, at 39, and I mean, isn't that great, the response you get from businesses?
Yeah,
Ryan was talking about that a little bit too, right?
Yeah. All local businesses, no chains.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, I still say that the time we had walking around downtown and going to that deli. Or not even a deli, a market.
Wagner Market.
Oh, yeah. The market.
The market.
The market.
It's so cool there.
I love that. I love that back alley thing that you guys made real artsy.
Yep.
Just little things that are really cool.
Well, today, you know where we're headed, fellas.
Chocolate Fest?
Hughes Chocolate.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. We're going in the basement.
Okay.
We're going?
Yeah, right, we're going. Yeah, it's 5 minutes from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys have breakfast yet?
No, I have something.
Can you eat breakfast? Well, can you eat chocolate for breakfast?
You know what would be really nice?
To take one for my mother.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally 10 o'clock, though. All right. We're going to work that out. That's great. I didn't know we were doing
he's
that.
He's visiting his mom on his way home.
Away, yes.
She's 92. She's homemade chocolate. She would love it.
She loves that. Chocolate. Yes. Get a little assortment.
Heck, you know what? Get her a whole bunch for the whole complex.
It could be listing, John.
Oh,
sorry. We can't do that, Pat?
We have a two-box limit at Hughes today.
All right. Oh, I would have loved to do that. It was going to be a John.
Caitlin told us we could have anything we want.
No, that's great. I mean, you have so much going on here, and you both really love your jobs, and we get people on the radio, like we have 2-3 guests a day, and you'd like to think most people do, but not everybody does. And you should feel very blessed
that you
found your niche.
Thank you. How's John with his job? Do you feel the love coming out of John here?
That wasn't me.
Sorry. Just picking on
John. I still think it's pretty cool that you were in LA and all these big time places and you came back here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well,
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It is, but I think this, Caitlin, is you need to find this out for yourself. You need to go out and experience the big old world so you can really appreciate what you had back at home.
Sure. That's exactly right. Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Yep. I went to school in Arizona and then moved back here.
You did.
I did. Arizona State.
They didn't have that interactive web program back then, did they?
They did not. You know what's funny? I was watching, what show was I watching the other night? I can't think of the name of it, but it's based in Arizona on the Navajo Reservation. And the one Navajo police officer told the young guy, he says, well, you know, I did go to college. You know, I didn't just walk into this job. He says, you did? He goes, yeah, Arizona State. And the other guy says, really? Like, that's a real college? He goes, I know why you went to Arizona State. It's like something for the scenery or something like that.
John, how did you find Arizona State back in the day?
I found it very nice.
You know how the acceptance rate is, you know, 8%, 9%? It was 80-90, so.
It literally was. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I got to be honest with you. I don't mean to, like, sound whatever, but some of the hottest co-eds in the United States ignored me. every minute of every day, they ignored me.
I mean, you get this slamming guy rolling down from Wisconsin, Michigan, wherever you were rolling down from, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the hoodies and the Packers. Yeah.
And my 1970s Chevy with a Mino for Sheriff bumper sticker and the rear end smashed in.
Yeah.
They thought that was hot. Four-door. Color of your jacket.
Oh, gosh.
True story. Who would want some of this? Yeah. Think about it.
Everybody there.
Right, Nikki?
Everybody there.
All right. Hey, it's wonderful having you guys here. And again, and thank you for what you guys do for this community.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks so much. More? We'll be around.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about what you're
doing. He brought his guitar?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah. Nobody told me that.
Yeah. We need a second.
We
need a second. We'll set that up.
We tried.
You want me to sing with you?
You're going to sign. Yeah, you're going to sing.
No, don't
do that.
Let it snow.
Don't do that.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I got a great rendition of Willie Nelson, me and Paul yesterday. Great song, isn't it?
Ooh, we could probably do that right now.
I know.
Yeah, Paul.
Think about it. Okay. All right, we're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor. Volunteer with a local organization or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Coming your way from Oshkosh this morning, downtown Oshkosh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very special feature heard only on Mino and the Mayor, the Mino and Mayor open mic series.
Oh, those are dangerous.
One, two, three. It does Joe signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Pat Tracy.
Oh, I thought we were going to come up with a better.
I know.
Somebody famous.
Okay,
just full disclosure, it was Pat Tracy. I know you were thinking it was someone much
worst debut
big.
Ever.
That was great.
You are Caitlin, do you sing? Can you sing with him
Heck
playing?
No, I do not sing.
Wow.
The multi-talent.
Wow. Thank you for having me.
The multi-talented executive director of Discover Oshkosh. Did you see Brad Toll doing?
Yeah.
You see Brad Toll doing that?
No.
They got it down. They got it going on down here.
Brian Johnson. You see Brian Johnson do that? No.
They got Pat Tracy and this guy.
Jeff Merkus?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the people that come on our show bragging about their involvement in the community, but none of them have ever dressed like you
or sang like you. Or have the personality, the effervescence.
And the car, too, Johnny. He's got that.
The Oshkar.
Oh, yeah, the Oshkar.
We should be giving a seminar.
You bring copious amounts of talent to the show.
Okay, John's trying to use copious.
Nikki gives us a word to use. Let's see if I can use it.
They don't give us a word. She gives him a word.
That's hilarious.
And did she tell you how to pronounce
it?
All
right, it's copious. Yeah, see, that's copious.
Leave on your own to struggle with that.
Opus. It's like copious. It's copious.
I like it.
Did I do that one right?
I don't even know that
word. Well, see, copious.
Never heard of it.
See?
It's an amount.
She's
it's
young.
A lot. It's okay. A lot. So John was going to give a copious amount.
I said I was going to give you copious amounts of money, you said that's not how you use that
word. Well, I was thinking it
you
more
said
like
you took copious notes.
I thought copious was an amount and detail, but maybe it's broader than that. But you usually hear it in copious notes.
Yes, he took copious notes.
Right.
Yes.
Which I did.
He had an extravagant amount of money.
Yes, he did.
That's
a circuitous way of saying he stashed a lot when he was mayor. Yeah, just saying.
Anyway, back to Discover Oshkosh.
Give us another song, Pat. Come on.
Here, just tell me a couple things that are going on. It's December, 3rd today? 4th?
December 3rd.
We got a big month coming up, right? Oh, to celebrate the holidays. I know you have a lot of things going on here. And just give us a couple highlights, what people can do. I know we got that big thing coming up at...
Parade!
You guys have your parade?
It's Thursday, the 5th.
Thursday.
Yeah,
oh, this coming.
Downtown.
Yeah, we're having it in December this year to like do something different.
I like that.
No, wait.
I like that.
Yeah. So do I. We're
Thursday, December 5th, Oshkosh Holiday Parade.
Awesome.
Right down Main Street here.
Yep.
Is it an evening parade?
Yeah.
6:15.
Is it televised?
I think so.
6:15.
Yes. It is.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I think the streets are just completely lined, right? The Main Street completely lined, both sides, 6 deep.
Yep.
Angelic faces in the front.
Jeez. All the children.
I was told I had a cherubic face one time.
His mom didn't want to call him cherubic. Pudgy.
Did I pronounce that right?
His mom didn't call him pudgy, so she said, a cherubim.
Cherubim. Yes, I could see that, Jack. Yeah.
Because all his friends were calling him pudgy, and his mom said, John.
I didn't want to say that, but you need a little...
That's a mother.
Cherub is a
fullness.
There's fullness.
Fullness.
Fullness. Okay, that's it. He's well fed.
I got fullness.
Parades. So I was at the Macy's Day Parade this past week, but it was a lot more than 6 deep.
Yeah, he was actually at the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh my gosh! But it rained.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
It looked horrible.
It was great. I mean, it's something to do, but a little bit more than 6 deep.
Wow!
It's just crazy how many people are there. You know, me and 10 million people went and watched it. But parades are awesome. They are the you have marching bands. I take it.
Yes.
Number of those.
The marching bands.
Yeah.
The twirlers.
All right.
Julie's Touch of Silver. You know, the little kids
that's
doing
great.
The batons.
Oh yeah.
All that. Right.
Right. Love it. The dance groups. You know that Bart. We have those kids. Just it's a big deal for them. But I always thought being in a parade isn't that great because you miss the parade. But you know what I mean? But it's great to be in it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You do miss the parade, and that's a constant struggle that a celebrity like Pat has to deal with every year because...
Aren't you the Grand Marshal? Aren't you
Pat,
first? And then
Pat will have multiple parade officers, and sometimes Pat says, but I want to watch the parade.
Yeah, yeah. I can see it.
It's the price
of
fame.
You're the star.
Jim.
Pat, who's the actor that people say you remind them of? There's an actor, he's a character actor, but I don't know his name.
Oh, geez.
And he's on some commercials for something.
Oh, geez. Don.
You don't get it?
Facebook into Todd. I don't know.
You know who I mean, Todd?
Oh, I know. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's a stretch.
That's funny.
Hey, they don't start serving beer in Oshkosh till 1. Curious in that one.
Bob's Trails and the bar's already open.
All right. John. Listen, we got to wrap it up here.
Okay, but we got the parade, which is coming this Thursday, 6:15, right here, downtown Oshkosh. A couple other things quickly that people give us the website. You got
going
on. The lights.
The celebration of lights.
I know.
Out
awesome.
At the EAA.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
holy cool. smokes.
That's great.
Incredible.
That was a good move on your part to move
And then
there.
The other must do is Nutcracker in the Castle.
Yep.
At the Payne Art Center.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yes, that's Nutcracker in the Castle. Immerse yourself into Dickensian lore.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
I did that once.
Yeah.
At ASU.
And that hurt. And that hurt.
I had to get some shots. Just saying.
We love having you guys in Oshkosh. Thank you so much for spending time with us here.
And love being here.
It's you, but everywhere we go. It's just a very welcoming community.
Yes. So Oshkosh friends, if you're listening right now, we're going to head over to Hughes. So let's all storm Hughes and we'll see Mino and the mayor over there.
I like it.
All right. Thank you.
Like
thanks for all you're doing.
We're hooked up to you,
Caitlin.
Thank you.
Great scenic camp. We don't see it. Have a great trip and a great time in Florida.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Pat, you're the best.
Adios.
Thanks,
see
you buddy. In a while.
All right, thanks for the music.
We're going to set a quick break. Back right after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions being raised.